Random House Audio presents Succeeding When You're Supposed to Fail, The Six Enduring Principles of High Achievement by Ron Brafman, read for you by Renee Ruiz. Prologue. There's something I find fascinating about other people's professions. What is it really like to be a football coach, or a paleontologist, or a zookeeper? Luckily, in my work as a psychologist and an author, I get to learn about many of these worlds. A few months ago, I was talking with an emergency medical technician, they don't like to be called ambulance drivers, who shared with me his pet peeve, motorists who routinely cut him off. "Just because my sirens and lights are not on," he explains with resigned frustration, "doesn't mean I don't have a patient in the back." Sometimes, the insights I gain are more significant. After the financial markets collapse of 2008, I interviewed an investment banker who related his observations about the banking industry. What surprised him most was the degree to which popularity played a role in shaping investment decisions. "It's just like high school," he lamented. "If you're part of the in crowd, then your suggestions will be taken seriously, even if the facts and figures don't support them. And if you're not, any alarm bells you sound will get politely ignored." This type of high school culture, he believed, led to poor investment choices that helped to set the stage for the financial meltdown. As much as I enjoy learning about other fields, though, my true passion is the discipline of psychology. The field is still relatively young. There are still many questions left unanswered about the way our mind works. But enough research has been conducted to give us meaningful insights into some of the ways our mind functions.